This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The CEO of Twitter speaks out.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Imagine if you heard that Mark Zuckerberg was taking a part-time role at his company Facebook because people found him difficult to work with. That's the storyline surrounding Twitter this week after the New York Times reported that the site's founder, Jack Dorsey, has taken on a reduced role at the company. In an exclusive interview with Twitter's CEO, Dick Costolo, I asked him if that was true.
No, Jack is chairman of the board, and he does all the things that are required of that position. Additionally, when I asked Jack to come back into the company a couple of years ago, it was because I felt we needed more clarity, guidance, and counsel around our product vision and our design approach. And Jack has a very clear way of thinking about design and product as the inventor of the product. Jack has, as you know, is also the CEO of Square.
Right.
And has gone back to his role here as chairman and at Twitter and CEO of Square. He's done everything we've asked him to do at the company. He's been an incredible help to me. And, you know, people often ask me and they ask him, you know, is Jack the next Steve Jobs? And my answer is always, he's the next Jack Dorsey. He's going to go down as one of the great visionary entrepreneurs in American history.
And at Twitter right now, is he working more as kind of an advisor to you or as involved in the day-to-day operations?
His role as chairman of the board is certainly as an advisor to me. And then we look to him for advice and counsel on product vision and design vision.
What is the latest on whether and when you are going to go public?
We are in the fortunate position not to have to worry about that right now, both from a financing perspective and the way the company is growing. So I'm sure it will be a subject of future conversation, but it's not on our radar right now.
Could you imagine yourself just not going public, being able to retain control over the company and stay private?
I think that the options open to private companies are much more interesting, yes. And I think that it provides private companies with much more flexibility with regard to how they finance future growth. And I think that's incredibly helpful.
That's Twitter CEO Dick Costolo. We talked about a whole lot more. You can find the full interview at marketplace.org. Well, the vice presidential candidates did not talk about immigration at their debate last night, which is an issue that matters to a lot of people, including the nation's 24 million eligible Latino voters. But Marketplace's Scott Tong reports it is not their top concern.
Latinos eligible to vote grew by 20% since 2008. The number of actual ballot casters has hit a record high each of the last four cycles. By one estimate, we're now talking 9% of the electorate.
That pattern of growth is going to continue through the next decade and the decade after that, all the way into 2050.
Mark Hugo Lopez is with the Pew Hispanic Center. His survey finds Latinos prefer Obama over Romney by 42 points in battleground states, 49 points in the others. What gets them going? Jobs in the economy and education. Immigration trails behind.
Hispanics, more than the general public, say you need a college degree to succeed in life today, and that's particularly true for young Latinos. Going to college is one of the things that many young Latinos told us is the first thing their parents want them to do.
The survey found Latinos optimistic about their financial future and more satisfied about the country's direction. So for this crowd, kiss some babies, talk college, and try to smile. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up 0.5% in Hong Kong, but down 0.5% right now in Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 18 to close at 13,326.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
In the mobile phone market today, there are Android users, iPhone users, and BlackBerry users who now make up just 11% of the market. Marketplace's Queen of Kim went looking to find out exactly who they are.
It wasn't easy finding a BlackBerry user in San Francisco. I parked myself for a good hour in front of Tartine, a super trendy bakery in the Mission District. There was a line down the street, and I asked everybody, hey, what phone do you use?
I use an Android.
I had a BlackBerry a long time ago. The only folks I know have one because they have to carry it for work.
What kind of phone do you use?
It's an iPhone.
Do you have an impression of the BlackBerry user?
Older. Probably doesn't have a choice.
It's true, BlackBerry users tend to be older. According to ComScore, most BlackBerry users in the U.S. are 35 and up, and BlackBerries are often used for work. But I was still on the hunt for my BlackBerry user.
You know, it's happened to me several times where I've taken out my BlackBerry and somebody goes, oh, you still use a BlackBerry? Aren't they still around?
Kyle McInnes is the editor-in-chief of BlackBerryCool.com. And for the record, McInnes isn't required to use a BlackBerry. But he's tired of being judged for it.
Do you pull out a Gillette razor and someone goes, oh, you only use a Gillette? How uncool of you.
McInnes says a lot of BlackBerry users choose it because of the keyboard.
You can't beat a physical keyboard. It will always be fast typing, efficiency.
You hear this all the time from BlackBerry users. Morita O'Brien is an engineering psychologist at the University of Alabama. Before she entered academia, she was a PC analyst, and her firm changed out everybody's computer.
And if we gave them a keyboard that did not feel right, they would take it off and go hunt around and even take keyboards away from somebody else.
It almost sounds like a disorder.
No, I think it's actually very adaptive.
O'Brien says since the modern typewriter was invented more than 100 years ago, we humans have adapted the way we think and compose words to the physical feedback of the keyboard. And the touchscreen has disrupted that and made typing a visual skill. O'Brien says people doing serious work are plugging real keyboards into their tablets and smartphones. So BlackBerry fans could have the last word after all. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson in New York. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.